Ollie Horgan, next up Sligo, and in fact two North West derbies in a row, but you're going into it on the back of some good form.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, if you want to be selective, we've won three of our last four games, albeit two of them in the cup. You know, on the flip side, Sligo have won, I think, five of their last six. So, you know, we know what we're going into. We've always had a difficult in the Showgrounds, and Monday will be no different, Chris. But yeah, we're going into it with a little bit of confidence that you know, we earned our merits in the last couple of weeks.
In recent seasons, Ollie, you've tended to have a better second half than the first half of the season. A combination of factors, I suppose, and players bedding in and strengthening the squad. No doubt you'll be hoping for the same in the second half of this season.
Yeah, well, probably, if you like to call it the second half, I mean, we're only, all being all, we're only a quarter of the way through the original 36 games. We're hoping that we can kick on. We feel that we have improved in recent weeks, but we have to, Chris, and we've got to improve again to try and get to the standard and level that Sligo and indeed Derry are at. And but look, we look forward to it, albeit with its difficulties.
I was reading some weeks ago, Ollie, I think it was Emmett Malone in the Irish Times, that suggested that 16 or 17 points might be enough to stay up. Would you have any thoughts on that?
No idea in the world. Obviously, Emmett is better at the maths than I am. We have no target. We have nothing like that set. I don't think you can on the nature of the curtailed season, Chris, anyway. But we've got 7 points on the board. We're a hell of a long way off even the playoff spot to be guaranteed. Don't mind anything better. And look, we've got 9 league games left, Chris, and we've got to approach each of them to try and get something out of all 9 of them, not just select a couple of them to put it out here.
Now, the more recent weeks, you have found the back of the net on a few occasions. Prior to that, Harps have been somewhat goals shy, so you must be encouraged by that particular aspect of things.
Yeah, we've taken probably a better percentage of our chances than what we might have had done. I think probably the biggest positive was, you know, we went behind twice in Waterford. The second time with only a couple of minutes left, and they showed a hell of a lot of character. You know, maybe better sides, if that's the right word, would have, you know, felt your luck wasn't in again, and they dug it out and have kicked on. And we need that. And we need maybe the little bit of rub of the green to go away on Monday night in the Showgrounds as well to try and get something out of it, because they're flying at the moment. Along with Bowes, they're probably the form team in the country, and we're playing away from home as well. But so be it. We've got to try and get something out of it, Chris. Otherwise, we'll be playing catch-up again.
And it's vital that you have strength in numbers on the bench, because with the added number of substitutions, they can play a very important role.
Yeah, and they have, you know, for us and others. And we've used it, you know, we haven't used it sparingly. We've emptied the bench on most of the occasions, up to 4, if not all 5 substitutions. And thankfully, we've a couple of bodies back that give you those options to use the 5 substitutions. It's one of the maybe few positives that have come out of the resumption of the league. You know, there are negatives as well that I've addressed before, and I don't want to wreck your head by addressing them again.
And if we look at games against Sligo, traditionally quite close, and I suppose going into this, it may only be a psychological thing, but you have beaten them this season, and that was the opening game at home.
Yeah, it's a long way back now. You know, I won't say it's forgotten about, but it seems like an age from the middle of February to now, and, you know, there's a lot of water under the bridge on and off the pitch since then. Look, they've added to their squads. You know, they've got people back from injury also. They added the likes of Junior that would have maybe had happy memories of us from his Derry times. I think he scored a hat-trick against us in the Brandywell last year. And they've got people back that maybe, you know, they struggled initially with the amount of injuries they have had, but they've got them back also. So they are strong, and it's not by accident that they've won whatever it is, 5 of their last 6, Chris.
Now, finally, Ollie, you're not going to give away the team sheet, but fair to say that, as you've touched on there, you have a few more bodies back. So can we assume that you're pretty much selecting off a full-strength squad, bar the likes of the long-term injured like Mark Timlin?
Yeah, well, not quite that far, Chris. But yes, we certainly have more numbers back training and getting very near it. Some of them, maybe Monday, will come a little bit too soon. Others, you know, yeah, some of them can do whatever may be an hour out of the hour and a half, Chris. And it does give you a few options that you mightn't have had before. But we need them, and we need to use them and manage them wisely and to try and get something out of Monday night's game, because if we're not right, you know, we went down there last year, the Bettis comfortably, there were three up on a half an hour or 35 minutes, and we never recovered, and we need to start properly. But look, at least we're going into it in a little bit of run of form, although so are they, to put it that way, Dean.
And on the upside, you've had a good break from last week, but again, I suppose the flip side of that is you'll have less recovery for the next game, which is against Derry.
Well, yeah, I don't think we're complaining about the 9 days preparation. I think maybe what I referred to earlier in your conversation is we had 2 days and 3 days of recovery when this league restarted at the start of August, which is madness, and that's mainly the reason why we suffered the amount of injuries we did. 9 days of a break to Sligo. We're not complaining about it. We gladly have taken a midweek game on the week just past, as opposed to the first 2 and 3 weeks of the new season, if you like, at the start of August. But look, that's water under the bridge, and we need to be right for Monday, Chris.